Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
We were together about a month ago. You came down to see your operations in Calhoun, and I was able to catch up with you for a few minutes. I wanted to talk to you about this news around the Section 301 tariffs and the fact that the 25% exclusion that they'd been granted was not extended to the end of the year. Before we get to that, Harlan, I know you're up there in Connecticut, and you were hit by these storms, weren't you?
Yes, the nasty storm that came through Florida, whipped through our town in about 35 minutes, knocked down a ton of trees, and we, at my house, have been without power for a week, and a significant portion of Connecticut, over 90% of people, lost power for some period. We are supposed to get it back tonight, though, Kemp, so I'm hoping I can sleep better.
Just a little quick background. Most people know that HMTX is an umbrella for four brands that have a major piece of business that are affected by this tariff situation. It's Halstead, Metroflor, Technoflor, Aspecta. Those are the brand names. And you sell through home centers, you sell through distribution, you sell all over the world. Obviously, these tariffs are just affecting the U.S., but real quick, set the table. The 301 tariffs were exempted last November. They were actually retroactive, which meant that the tariff was rebated back to September of 18. And when they gave us the exclusion from the tariff in November of 19, they said that on August the 7th of 2020, they'd take a look at it again, but they'd probably expire then. A lot of people thought that they'd extend it to the end of the year, and they actually did extend over 260 items. But floor covering wasn't on the list, right?
Well, our floor covering wasn't on the list. They actually excluded one small sector of rugs from China, but the big one is definitely click vinyl flooring, LVT, and that was not extended, much to our surprise and disappointment, Kemp.
Yeah. And as you've looked into that, there's really no explanation given, is there?
Well, I think they made the wrong decision. I can say boldly that we believe that it should have been exempted, as did many of the participants in our industry. The vast majority of comments, over 90% of the comments, were to extend this. So there were some comments that were to not extend it. And we think they didn't have the adequate, correct, and significant information in front of them when they made this decision. The USTR is under a lot of pressure. They made a decision on over 1,000 items in 1 week. It's a tremendous amount of information to consume, and maybe had to have more time and to consider the situation and the impact on American consumers, which is really where all this impact is going to fall, they would have made a different decision. We wish they had more information and more time to consider all of the facts that were put in front of them.
Yeah. You know, we try to keep track of these statistics, and we feel like, and this is a rough estimate, that this is going to affect about $2 billion worth of flooring. So there's a cost increase for around $2 billion worth of flooring coming into the United States. Isn't that about right?
That's the annualized basis, yes. This current one is just for 5 months of it, but we don't know at the end of this 5 months what will happen. But on an annualized basis, that would be $2 billion, and the way we see it, it's $2 billion and growing. LVT business has continued to grow this year in spite of the difficulties we have in our economy, in the flooring industry because of COVID-19.
You know, we listen to the news, we see the POTUS doing tweets, and you've got to wonder if some of this is not motivated by what's going on in Hong Kong and the South China Sea, even the blames they're trying to place with the virus. Do you think this USTR is completely separate from all of that other stuff?
Well, Washington's a political town. The animosity between the U.S. and China is absolutely growing on a daily basis, and trade policy doesn't seem to be extracted from that, but I can't say specifically. I mean, I think the people at USTR are all professionals. They do their job properly. They did exclude 265 items. Unfortunately, they didn't on ours. I would say that the one category that they clearly did exclude, interestingly, was anything that had to do with medical devices, healthcare facilities, stuff like that. So they did go out of their way to exclude things that would impact people who are suffering from or need diagnostic work for COVID-19.
Yeah.
So maybe they were concentrating more heavily on that and kind of forgot about us.
When you came out with this parent company, this parent brand, you were talking about the fact that it's a $700 million business. So for a majority of your business, you have no choice but to raise prices, right?
Yes, well, obviously we're not raising our prices in Canada, we're not raising our prices in Europe, we're not raising our prices in Australia or New Zealand, but in the United States, all of our material that comes in from China, which is the majority of our click LVT, will have to have a price increase. We do manufacture products in other countries, but the quantity that we can get from outside of China is not significant compared to what we get from inside of China.
The long-term ramifications of a decision like this, if it's permanent, is that you need to shift sourcing to other areas.
Well, shifting sourcing is definitely something everyone in the world is looking at, but so far the category has grown more than new infrastructure has been built and additional capacity comes on. So we have not seen much of a shift downward in percentage of LVT coming from China, in spite of the fact that Vietnam, Cambodia, other countries are manufacturing some part of the segment today. So, yes, I think that everybody is looking at it, but if the goal of the government is to encourage it, they should give us more time to take a look and try to make those investments. It can't be done in a period of 14 months. It might take 5 years to really build the significant capacity. If it could be done at all, but it would be a multi-year effort. So far, they haven't given us that kind of clear direction.
So we wrote in an editorial a month or so ago, there's five different companies that are building infrastructure here in the U.S. to try to ramp up to that, but they're having troubles now. I was speaking to one just yesterday. They're having trouble getting people over here to help train the American workers on how to do it. So that's slowed down by the virus as well.
Yes, even the engineers who need to install the machinery are having a hard time. From what I hear from my organization in China, it's been very difficult to get the engineers over. It's a longer process than maybe there is enough patience in Washington for, and it's going to take... Look, when you've got a runaway train like LVT, you need a lot of energy to kind of redirect that. This is not a static business, and there's innovation coming, and there's new products coming out almost, I would say, more than once a year. You know, you can't shift so easily. We're not talking about just making pork or soybeans. This is a complex product with a lot of component parts going into it, and as we all try to make it better and more desirable for the American consumer, it makes it more difficult to make those switches.
One last little thought I'd like to leave the listeners with is you've been sourcing products from China for over 30 years, and when I came over to tour last year, your operation, you're dealing with the second generation families, and you helped build this business together, didn't you?
Yes, we've been in Asia since the 1960s, my family, the floor covering importing business, and you know, we've progressed up to a point where we helped build manufacturing capacity. We were there in China in the early 80s when there was virtually nothing, and have seen tremendous progress, and that has not been done on the backs of cheap labor. That's not been done with the inadvertent assistance of the Chinese government. These are hardworking, clever entrepreneurs with a great workforce that are putting together products that American consumers love, and we wish we could sell them for the right price in America. Right now, we're going to have to see inflation to the American consumer, which I hate to see in a recession, and I hope that it does not impact people's lives any more negatively than it has to.
All right, Harlan. Well, thanks for giving us an update on what's been happening with these Section 301 tariffs. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.